Our first scripture reading is from the book of Proverbs. It's chapter 22, verse 6. And it says, "Train children in the right way, and when old, they will not stray." Our New Testament reading is from the third book of John, chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. You may find it on page 243 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. "I was overjoyed when some of the friends arrived and testified to your faithfulness to the truth, namely, how you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the friends, even though they are strangers to you. They have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on in a manner worthy of God, for they began their journey for the sake of Christ, accepting no support from non-believers. Therefore, we ought to support such people, so that we may become co-workers with the truth."
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, starting with the 26th verse, and you can find it on page 68 of the New Testament. "Then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes and did not live in a house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, 'What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me.' For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demons into the wild. And Jesus then asked him, 'What is your name?' He said, 'Legion,' for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down a steep bank and into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told in the city and in the country. Then people came to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the ones who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus said to him, 'Send him away,' saying, 'Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you.' So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.